America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oi! This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends.
77 WABC.
All right, 9:35 on your gorgeous Monday morning, and it is gorgeous. Well, not for my friend Trump. He's inside a courtroom right now. This is a great song, by the way, Louie.
It's his birthday today.
It is?
Yeah. I didn't figure it out. 1978, mathematician.
46.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
I have no idea if you're right, but that
could be. No, I'm right. It's my birthday week this week. My birthday is coming up on Friday, of course. But
oh, Chris Stapleton wanted to get a message to Trump if you wanted to.
Yeah. I seem to be that guy today. All my guests are telling me, well, when you talk to Trump, I don't know if Chris Stapleton wants me to do that. Maybe Mike Lawler does. I don't know. Lawler is a member of the House, GOP member. We like him a lot up there in Rockland County. There's a lot I need to get to in 10 minutes, Mike, so I'm going to blow by a whole bunch of stuff. I know you want to start with Biden. We saw, of course, what happened with the United States, with Iran and Israel on Saturday. I have maintained for days, and a lot of smart people agree with me now, that Biden knew about it, helped plan it, coordinate it, whether it was through Turkey or not, I don't know. But him beating himself on the chest and acting as a savior is ridiculous, because he knew exactly when and where those missiles and drones were going to be fired. And he also knew that once he did that and kind of put the fire out, he can stop Israel from an aggressive reaction, which is more nonsense. Your thoughts?
Well, Sid, you know, what we've seen under Joe Biden is weakness. And starting with the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the terrorist attack on Israel, the threats emanating in the Indo-Pacific from China, at every turn, he has failed to show strength. And what he and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats have done over the last few weeks was undermine Israel and undermine its ability to defend itself and create an opening, frankly, for Iran to strike. And the fact is that Iran is the greatest state sponsor of terror. They have funded Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and other terrorist organizations as their proxies in this effort to eradicate the state of Israel. And they finally took the opportunity to directly strike at Israel. And we need to show strength and resolve in this moment. We cannot be a bunch of Neville Chamberlains. We must be Winston Churchill. Victory at all costs. This is the most precarious time since World War II around the globe. And what we get from Joe Biden is a bunch of mealy-mouthed nonsense.
Yep.
Telling Netanyahu, you know, be careful. Don't retaliate. I mean, give me a break. The world is on fire.
Yep.
And we are the leader of the free world, and Joe Biden has shown zero leadership. It's why Bob Gates said years ago that Joe Biden has been involved in nearly every foreign policy decision for decades, and every time he has been wrong.
Yeah, and Barack Obama also said about his own vice president, don't underestimate the ability for Joe Biden to F things up, but he actually used the curse word. That asshole Chuck Schumer is out there today trying to get some Appropriations Act done for Israel so they can rearm. Yes, the same Chuck Schumer that buried Israel and Bibi Netanyahu on the Senate floor is out there now all of a sudden as if he cares I know you care, Mike. Talk to me about the House. I believe it was you guys, maybe you, D'Esposito, a couple of weeks back, looked to get a standalone Israel bill anywhere between $14 and $18 billion. Biden would never do that. We know that. Then all the talk came about, well, we need money for the American border, not Ukraine. Mike Johnson's getting hammered every day by Marjorie Taylor Greene. But we're at that point again where Israel does need American help and American money. What will the House do next?
Look, this is the time for action. You know, we've had a lot of debate, a lot of discussion. I understand people's perspectives, but we are the leader of the free world. And if we don't lead, others will. And those others will be China, Russia, and Iran. And this is a very big problem for us and our allies around the globe, and especially Israel. They are in a tinderbox. You know, where are all the ceasefire now people today? Not a single one of these folks are calling for Iranian ceasefire. Not a single one of these folks are calling for Hamas to surrender. For Chuck Schumer to be out there now acting as though he's trying to be Israel's champion and defender. What he did a few weeks ago on the Senate floor, calling for regime change, interfering in an ally's elections, was shameful. It was unbecoming of a leader of Congress, and really undermined the state of Israel and their ability to defend themselves. Not only do we have to get aid across the finish line, and by the way, House Republicans passed standalone aid to Israel back in November of last year. We passed that across the House floor. Bipartisan support, and Chuck Schumer sat on it. And so, you know, we find ourselves obviously in a situation now where we got to get aid across the finish line. We have to negotiate. The Republicans control the House. The Democrats control the Senate. Joe Biden is in the White House. We got to get something done. But it goes beyond that, Sid. I introduced and passed the SHIP Act through the House last November, which would put secondary sanctions on the purchase of Iranian petroleum. The biggest purchaser of Iranian petroleum is China. $88 billion in increased revenue to Iran through the sale of Iranian petroleum since Joe Biden took office. $88 billion. So when people wonder where the money is coming from to fund Hamas, to fund Hezbollah, to fund the Houthis, to fund these missile and drone and weapons that are coming from all sides at this moment, attacking Israel, it's coming from the illicit oil trade. And China is the biggest purchaser. Chuck Schumer has been sitting on this bill since last November. This bill needs to pass the Senate. It has overwhelming bipartisan support. There is no reason that this bill should not be taken up this week to implement secondary sanctions on China and others who are purchasing Iranian petroleum and funding the very terrorism that is striking at the heart of Israel.
Ah, yes, you just nailed it. You just nailed it, something I've been talking about since Monday, October 9th, how Iran became enriched thanks to China and all that oil money. Nothing to do with the $60 billion that, yes, the United States wants to make available, or the $10 billion we did make available last November. That's heinous. That's, believe me, that's a crime. But, yes, they become rich because of China. Give me 30 seconds on this MTG trying to get rid of Mike Johnson. I like Marjorie. I'm not going to lie. I think she stands for a lot of very, very good things. I love her passion for Trump. But she's out of her mind with this one. I like Mike Johnson. How serious is that? Or is that just Marjorie Taylor Greene looking for press?
Look, Marjorie and my colleagues who throughout this tenure have, you know, fought within, undermined the majority. They got to stop. They got to stop. The focus has to be on the issues at hand. Mike Johnson is doing a good job leading under a very difficult circumstances.
Agreed.
We have a very tight majority. There's not a lot of room for error here. We got to work as a team. There is too much at stake. The United States needs to lead. And the Republican Party, the party of Reagan, needs to show peace through strength. That requires us to lead. And as far as I'm concerned, Marjorie and anyone else who would entertain this just needs to stop and focus on the task at hand.
Well said. Give me this local story. The head, and you're Mr. Rockland County. I actually call you that, Mr. Rockland County. The head of the Rockland County Republican Party intends to re-show the inflammatory "A Storm Is Coming" video that was taken down last week after critics called it anti-Semitic for warning of a, quote, takeover by the Orthodox Jewish community. The Rockland GOP chairman, I know you know him, Lawrence Garvey, is, I guess, at the center of this. What is this all about?
Now, this is from 2019. This video goes back to then. I and many others called for it to be taken down then. It was, and that I don't know where that's coming from, but that video is most assuredly not being played anywhere. We're going back out. You know, obviously in Rockland County, we have a very diverse community here. I'm proud to represent it. I have one of the largest Orthodox and Hasidic Jewish communities here, of which I have a very strong relationship with. Representing everybody here. You know, we, like every community, there's challenges, there's tensions, but the focus has to be on how we move forward as a community, how we live amongst each other peacefully. And at the end of the day, no matter what your background is, we all want a few things in life. We want a good paying job for our families. We want a quality education for our kids. We want access to housing and healthcare, and we want to live in a safe neighborhood. That has got to be the focus for everyone. That's what I do as an elected official. I've sought to bring the temperature down in Rockland and other places throughout my district because, you know, whether you're talking about the Orthodox community, whether you're talking about the Hispanic community, the Irish community, we all have to live amongst each other and work together.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Not only is Lawler a great politician, but nobody gives a tour of the Capitol building like Lawler. You are, I mean, that was so impressive that night. Me and Danielle are still talking about it. My God, you knew everything about
that. It was a great night, and we were so happy to have you and Danielle there, and even more happy to have you in the chamber for the State of the Union and watch you get kicked out. We heard the voice, says who, and we all turned and looked, and we saw you, and then we watched you get escorted out, and then Anthony had to come, you know, check you out.
It was a very, very, it was a fun 2 days, I tell you. The dinner tour at the Capitol Grill was great. So keep doing the great job you're doing.
Sid, let me just tell you this. April 19th is a great day for two reasons. It's your birthday, and it's going to be my daughter's second birthday. So Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to my daughter, Juliana.
No kidding. She has the same birthday as me.
Yep.
She is destined to be great, and my mother, too. Hey, by the way, for folks who want to donate to you right now as you get set to run again, you're going to win. There's no question. But the folks who want to help you out, how do they do that, Mike?
They can go to lawlerforcongress.com, lawlerforcongress.com, or text Lawler to 85007.
Is that Lawler the number 4 or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
All right, Mike. Great job, buddy. Thank you for hopping on today. All right. God bless you. You got it. That's House Congressman Michael Lawler. Does a great job up there in Rockland County.